to introduce the general topic of the halacha of smelling, which is what we're going to do in one second. But I just had a minor ha'ara before we start about that, just an interesting ha'ara, which is in the Pischi Tshuva, Sif Katan Gimel, he talks about wine-flavored tobacco. So it's an interesting shaila. The question over there is that they used to mix a little bit of stam yenam into the tobacco, and it's not clear. It's not there? Pischi Tshuva, Sif Katan Gimel?
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, sure it's and the question is there enough? So since we're talking about stam yenam, so then we would be mako for min b'sheino mino for shishim. And basically there's a suffix shishim. And so the Shar Melech says, okay, we could be mako dumya de nishbach, that for suffix rabbanan, if we don't know the shear, then it's mutter. So the Pischi Tshuva says, adarabba, from there you see l'chumra. Because there, what do we say? We say that theoretically, if it's lefanecha and you could measure, so das shotamenim das, and it's a suffix on yadiyah. In other words, the product's right here. You just don't know how to figure out whether or not there's a shear. So then the Pischi Tshuva says, well, if you look at what I said over there, in the name of the Tshuvas Emuna Shmuel Asi Shapir. So what does the Tshuvas Emuna Shmuel say? Actually, had it over here, if you want to look at it. But there he basically says that the only time you have to be machmir in those types of questions is where it's mutal alav leda. And he therefore says, since you're buying the tobacco from the guy, you're not making the tobacco, and there's really no way for you to know, so then we could apply safek drabban on the hakel. And even though it's not strictly speaking a case of nishbach, because everything is here in front of you, but still it's equivalent to nishbach, because there's nothing that you could really know about it. So this is sort of an interesting question relating to what we talked about last time, that if you're buying a product, which is potentially an iser drabbanan, and you don't know if there's a shishim or not, chves, you look at the ingredient list, and there's something, you know, the seventh ingredient or the 15th ingredient is non-kosher. Now, you don't know. Is there shishim or not shishim? Or it says like this. May contain 2% or less of the following ingredient. Okay. So 2%. That's suffix shishim. But you know, worst comes to worst. This isn't iser drabbanan. So there's no way you're going to figure this out. So unless you say, well, you could call Procter & Gamble and ask them. They won't tell you the answer. In my experience, they'll never answer these questions.
They don't have it readily available.
They don't have it readily available. They don't want to give away trade secrets. I don't know why. They're not interested in, you know, if you ask them, does it contain a mashu of this ingredient, they'll say yes, because that's nafka mina, maybe you're allergic. But if you start asking them, what is the percentage of this product, they won't tell you. Maybe sometimes the kosher organizations will tell you. In other words, if it's under the OU or the Star K or the like, Star K would know the answer. Maybe they'll help you. But let's say it's not, because it's non-kosher ingredients. So nobody's going to give them the hechsher. So it's suffix shishim. Worst comes to worst, iser derabanan. So, you know, I would have said, perhaps before seeing this, that das shotim and suffix on yadiyah and the like, you can't be matir. But what he's saying is, no, you can be matir. Yeah.
That like there was a kasha on the cloud of the seventh idea from the seventh chakras, right? So that could be something similar, that because you're mechuyev to do.
Yeah. In other words, when you have to do bediko, so that makes it into a seventh idea.
Right.
So
yeah. That sounds like a very similar idea.
Yeah, I think it is a similar idea.
Do we have the shach before who clearly didn't say that? Meaning, I think it was all the way in Simon Tzadik Yes. But the shach says that shotim is that it's irrelevant that anybody in the world.
So, that actually the shach didn't say that, but that you're right. There is a machlokas achronim whether da shotim l'chol ador is da shotim, and the question is, do you have a raya from chal, because the chal case, like, nobody knows, and the like. So it does bring us back to that question, but I think you could try to argue that even according to the Machmirim here, you could be Mekel, because anytime it's lo have le lemeda, then you could be lenient. So even if nobody in the whole generation knows how to measure this, still we might say dash out him because havi le lameda. But
determines how to lameda on that.
You should know how to measure to mathematics better, or the like. But you don't have to know how I made their tobacco. But you're definitely correct that this is much more of a chiddush if you follow the view that, and maybe implausible, if you say that even a safek l'chol ador still has the din of safek chisaron yediyah. But I don't think fundamentally it has to be a stira. Yeah.
For like cases of buying products, not so applicable, right? Because it's only by like an Isser Darabana.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not like.
If it's an Isser Dirabanan Safik Shishim and Vade Rov, then this would be okay. You're right that maybe there'd still be a Kalim issue. How do you know that the Kalim are kosher? Like, but you could have cases like this. You know, this isn't so relevant for us in America. Baruch Hashem, we have so many products with actual Hachsherin. We don't have to start doing things like this. But that wasn't always the case. And there are countries where there aren't as many readily available kosher products, and so these types of cheshbonos might be relevant lamaisa.
And it's like what's that? That's an esoteric ingredient, I guess.
Gelatin. Let's say you can make a strong case that even if you're machmer by gelatin, it wouldn't be an esoteraisa. There are other ingredients like that. Chamei shavala pesach, stam chalav.
Chalav and chicken products.
Do you advise going based off ingredients?
No.
If you even think
when you get to kashrus camp, they'll tell you why you shouldn't, and you'll decide if what they're saying makes any sense. But right now, I'm not taking a stand on that. What?
Do they give early bird?
Well, when I went, you had to pay for it. Nowadays, it's free. So, I think. So, you never know with registration going up. But, okay.
The beginning of the, or the middle, it says that it's because min mishin or mino is both mishishin, but you could say that it, since it's mitaki.
Yeah, it's an interesting shayla that he assumes that. That's a different issue, but yes. It's an interesting hire. Why exactly were they putting the wine into the tobacco? Okay, fine. Anyway, that was just a derech agav point, but I think it's an interesting point to think about. Okay, so now back to our future presentation. So, to appreciate, again, these simanim, hey, vav, zayin, let's go back to the basic question that the Rishonim all deal with, which is that we paskin, of course, basti is mutter. Well, why isn't there a problem of Isser Hana? And especially because the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Yud Beis Amud Beis, says that you're not allowed to be Nana V'Yareach. For example, the Gemara over there says that you can't be Nana from the Chanuyos of Avodah Zarah that are Mu'utaros Bevered V'Hadas. Why? Because you're Nana Me'Yareach Shel Davar Acher, Davar that's Omed for Avodah Zarah, and therefore it's Aser B'Hana. So we know that smelling lovely smells is in fact a violation of the Isser Hana, at least in the case of Avodah Zarah, and therefore it should be equally usher to smell this Yai Nesach, this Bas Tiha. So the question is, why is Rava Mekil? So there are a number of answers that Rishonim give. The first, and we'll see the most machmir of all the positions, is the view of Tosfos. And Tosfos says, actually, it is a problem. It should be a problem to smell wine and be nana from the wine. Except that in this particular case, when you do it in the Bastia style, the kilkel is greater than the tikkun. And we know that there's a rule that whenever the kilkel is greater than the tikkun, that's not considered nana from Isser. For example, he says that you're allowed to shecht with a sakin shel avodah zarah. Why is that? Because an animal's worth more when it's alive than dead. It's capable of doing three things when it's alive, only one thing that it's dead, even though you happen to want it dead because you're hungry. But nevertheless, in terms of Yisurei Hana, we see that as the kilkel being yoser al tikkun, and that's basically the basis of this heter, that there's a net kilkel. Yeah, you benefit to some degree, that's why you're doing the Bastia. You want to know the freshness of the wine. But nevertheless, you're injuring your body in some way, and accordingly, within the rules of Isuri Ana, this is not considered Nana.
You don't say that it's like actually that you're doing it.
No.
To do the
Maisa, there's... Right, so you learn, that's why Tosas brings the Raya from the Sak and Shalav Hazara. You see, that's not the way we view Hana. We sort of look at the net Hana, and the net Hana here is negative, and therefore it's mutter. And then if that's true, then why did Abai say it's Aser? So Abai says, no, Bastia's Keshosa. Fine. So Tosos in Avodah Zarah says, therefore, the reason why it's mutter is because Riach is Kemazik. And take a look at Tosos and Yud Beis and Yud Beis. It's Mamish, she says, Reach Hayayin is Mazik Lagamre, not Nene Klal. In Samach Vavam Yud Beis, the Kilkel Ziosal Tikkun, it's a little different, the two Tosfos, but the two Tosfos share the common denominator, which is what's relevant to us, that time a person would be Nene from Reach, under all circumstances, if we're dealing with Yisurei Hana, that would be a problem. One of the applications that our Tosfos says is therefore Zilof is Aser. If people would be Mezalef using wine, presumably they choose wine over water because of the smell. It's a pleasant smell. So you're not allowed to be Mezalef your Yayin, because in that case, there's no harm, there's no Kilkel, so it's Aser.
You're not wasting the wine?
That's a different issue. But no, that's why you're doing this. In other words, no, you could say that throwing it on the floor is the waste. But now that you've thrown it on the floor, and you're enjoying the smell, right? I'm walking through my.
No problem throwing it on the floor. The problem would be.
Yeah, that's not the problem. Yeah, the problem is enjoying the smell. I can't even go into your house if you're a mezalef with the yayin nesach.
So there's no mitzvah for me to be actually mezalef.
He didn't. You could make that case. I'm not sure, but maybe. Okay, so that's view number one, Tosfos. Pretty straightforward. View number two is the Rashba. And the tricky part of the Rashba is he actually gives two different reasons. There are two different things that would answer this question. So one is in Tshuvas Chelak Aleph, where he's dealing with our Sugya, and in Torah Sabayis, a similar type of thing. And the second is in Tshuvas Chelak Gimel. So we'll start with the Tshuvan Chelak Aleph. And there he asked the question, Vikal Meimar Daha de Kamarava Recha Milsahi Dafka Kimorea Haktaras Didarko Bekach Lorche. That when do we find that it's a problem to be Meiriach from Avodah Zarah? That's from things that are intended for incense, for smell, or the like. It's Darkan Lahariach. Avagabiyai Nesach Uvasar Nevela Shaderech Hanaaso Lachila Reach Didhu Lav Milsahu. Vileka Isura Lariachban. Answer is very simple. The primary means of enjoying wine is through drinking, it's not through sniffing. And therefore, with respect to that, we say Recha Lav Milsahi. There is no prohibition of Hana when this is Viureach, when this is not the normal way of enjoying this product. So in the case of Vered and Hadas, that is the normal way. Therefore, it's Aser. Not with respect to Yai Nesach, where the Derech is to drink it. And he brings a Raya from Hadasim and Esrog, the Gemara in Sukkah, that on Sukkot, it's Aser to smell your Hadasim. It's Mutter to smell your Esrog. Why? Because an Esrog is Iker Ome Lachila, so the Haktza'ah, here it's not an issue of there's no issue of Isser Hana in the Esrog, but it's Huksa Litzvaso, which the Rashba assumes is a similar type of thing. So you're allowed to smell the Esrog, because an Esrog isn't Omid L'Reach, it's Omid L'Achila. So it would be a violation of the Haktza to eat the Esrog, but not to smell the Esrog. Mashen Kein Hadasim, they're not edible. So there, their primary means of pleasure is smell, and therefore the Haktza is for smelling. Now, an Iran says a very similar answer in Avodah Zarah, Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, Bedapi Arif, Dimasra Bastia, similar point that anything that's not Omid L'Reach, So Recha Didei Lav Klumu and Mericho Lo Chashiv Kosa Maisa Isser Klal. Now the Shach does not like this Raya from Muksa, from Yantif. He says that there you're only there it's Talin your Das and you're only Maksa from the Isser Hana. But if it's an Isser Hana Midaraisa, which is not based off of your Das, then you shouldn't be there's no chiluk between the Isser the Hana from if what's the Iker Hana or the secondary Hana. Nevertheless, the Rashba himself says not that way. The Rashba says that, you know, when the Torah ossered Hana, all it ossered was the primary Hana and not the secondary Hana. That's the Gzeres HaKasav. That's what the Torah meant to osser. Okay. Now, the Rashba in Chelek Gimel, in a different Shuvah, Chelek Gimel Simen Reish Lamed Daled, and this is the basis for the Rashba in that's Paskin in the Shulchan Aruch by the Pilpulin that are soaked in the wine. So he asked the question, is it mutter to go ahead and smell these peppers that were soaking in the wine? And he's matir. But what's interesting is that based off of the tshuva in Chelek Aleph, you shouldn't need to really say very much. The answer is there's nothing wrong with smelling Yayin Nesach. Shine. The reason why it's mutter to smell the pilpulin is because even if Luyitzir, the peppers absorb the smell of wine and you're smelling the wine and you're enjoying the smell of wine along with the peppers, I don't know who smells peppers, but maybe you're trying to sneeze. Anyway, that doesn't matter. None of that should really matter, right? That's sort of what you'd expect in light of what is in Chelek Aleph. But he doesn't. He gives a different answer. There he basically says that it's mutter for two reasons. First of all, Ein hayayin nosein bahem koach ve'ein osin kein kedei litein hayayin tam betavlin el adarabah litein atavlin tam b'yayin. Your goal in soaking the peppers in the wine is to make your wine smell like pepper. Tastes like pepper. I don't know anyone who does that either. You know, they surmise that the wines in the olden days were really awful tasting. That's one of the reasons why they had to dilute them so much. So another way was to soak peppers in them.
Didn't have anything else.
Right. It's like I remember in KVY and Purim and trying to figure out. I just don't like wine, and I don't. And somebody was trying to convince me to drink tequila. I realized if you put it in orange soda, you can barely taste it. Just some way to down it. Nyana Dioma. Anyway, so that's. This was no. So I thought if you like started with wine and you finished with wine, and this just like helps you get there.
Less of a supper
bonus
for sure.
So, not sure how straight I was thinking at the time, but so anyway, so that's answer number one. And moreover, begam zeshemei riach bo enu machavin l'reach hayayin elu l'reach hatavlin. Anyway, I'm not really smelling these spices to get the smell of the wine. I'm smelling them to get the smell of the pepper. Okay. Now, so the first Sara is, Lachari doesn't need to come on to any of this, based off what he says in Chelek Aleph. The second point is what the Gra asks. This is in Sifkat Chaf, in our, towards the end, it's a very long Sifkat, but he says, I'll read you, Mashakasav b'sivav sak v'chulei, u'lachari tamuah. So first of all, if really there's no tam of yayin in these peppers, so you should be able to eat the peppers. The implication is you're not allowed to, you're allowed to smell the peppers, you can't eat the peppers, you can't put the peppers in your chalent, saying if there's no wine in here anyway, so that should be mutter. Okay, who knew? The od, maybe it's a suffix, it's a chash, that's why he says more. Maybe it's batel on a level of Reach, but not batel on the level of tam. Then he says, "V'od ma bekach she'enu mechavein psik reishahu." Oh, saying the Rashba second answer. Oh, enu mechavein. Who's enu mechavein? assuming that there is this smell of wine here, which presumably he's assuming in a second answer, right? Or maybe it's asking out Safik Psikresha. I don't know what the Rashi, what the Grashit is by Safik Psikresha. But anyway, he's saying, Lamaisa, let's say these peppers do smell like wine, so it's Psikresha. So what difference does it make that you're not Mechavein to smell the wine? Lamaisa, these peppers smell like wine. Who cares what your Kavana is? Ella, Dirash Ba'azil Lishitaso, Shakasav, Baha, Desiv Zayin, Besamin, Vechule, De Aser, Umachalik, Bein Verad, Vahadaz, Dikar Lareach, Aser. Masha'in, Kain, Beyayin, Deini Kar Lareach, Lachi Lav Milsa. So we ask two kashas on a Rashba, and the Gras says they answer each other. First kasha is, why does he need Chelak Gimel's reasons if he already has Chelak Aleph? And second of all, Chelak Gimel doesn't make sense anyway, it's Psik Reisha. The answer is, you're right, it doesn't make any sense. He means what he says in Chelak Aleph. The reason why this is Mutter is because you're not, because it's not Iker Omeid L'Reach. The Gra seems to acknowledge that this is a Dochak, a little bit of a kvetch. I guess he's saying it because he thinks it doesn't make any sense in its own right. So he tries to shtup the two Rashbas together and the like. But that's basically, you know, I guess what comes out from the Gra is the Rashban Chelak Gimel on its own makes no sense whatsoever. That's what the Gra says, to be Miyashev the Rashba. So what turns out then is that really the heterach, and that would explain also obviously then why the peppers are aser b'achila, right? Because then there is the ikar hana is achila. Fine, that's the Gra's mahalich. We'll say another mahalich in the Rashba in 1 second. First we have to introduce the Ran. So maybe this is what you're going to get. Just 1 second and then we'll take it. So the Ran in Chulin, before we refer to the Ran in Avodah Zarah, Ran deals with this issue, this question, in two places. The Ran in Chulin, also Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, the Dabi Arif, writes that the reason why Bastia is okay is because you're not miskavein lehanos min areach el livdoka yayin. Davashin miskavein is mutter. It's a psik resha. No. Bisuri hana, even psik resha are mutter. It's a chiddush. If you want to look, the Kobit Shiurim, Chelak Beis, Chaf Gimel through Chaf Ches leaves off this Chiddush of the Ran with the Tzachian. And it is very interesting, especially gets into the lumps of Psik Reisha and is it Kemachavin or the like. We don't really have time to get into it now. But that's basically the Chiddush of the Ran. The Chiddush of the Ran is that there's no din of Psik Reisha for Isuri Hana. Psik Reisha, and this is also interesting in terms of the Gemara Sugya of Hana Bal Alad Bal Karcho and Efshar V'Chamachavin and the like, but those are Kamachavin. But if it's really Eina Machavin, and it's even though it's a Psik Reisha, according to the Ran, it's totally Mutter, and he, you know, he has to learn that Sugyim Sachim, but not for now. Oh, so now obviously, so the Chazon Ish writes that the Rashba in Chela Gimel is assuming like the Ran. He also addresses this kasha, the Gra. The Gra says, how could he be Mekel? It's Psik Reisha. So he says, you see that the Rashba and Chelak Gimel is assuming like the Ran that Psik Reisha is Mutter. And therefore he says, it's Eino Mechavein, it's Mutter. In a Chanami, L'chora, you could have answered based off of what he says in Chelak Aleph. I don't know why he doesn't give that heter. Maybe he wasn't sure. Maybe he was saying, even Lefishitas Tosvos, and he acknowledges Tosus disagrees with him. So this would be mutter in the case of Chelak Gimel, the spices case. So he would prefer that answer because it works like Kulei Alma. He's not Mesiaches to the Kulei Chelak Aleph, that win a Chanami, that would also be a basis for a Hatter. But if we just look at each tshuva on its own, so you see that, which is very interesting because, you know, the Ran is more or less a Das Yachid. As you noticed, probably going through all of our simin, there are all sorts of reasons that are given on the page of the Shulchan Aruch, right? I don't recall anyone mentioning the heter of the Ran for why Basti is mutter and the like. The Ran that is in Chulin, the Psik Reisha point. But anyway, according to the Chazon Ish, at the very least, the Ran is the Chaver, the Rashba, and not just the Rashba, but the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Meaning, say, if you learn this Rashba, like the Chazon Ish learns, and you know that is the reason that's cited in the Beis Yosef and in the Shach and the like, though the Shach himself doesn't much like it for a different reason. We'll get to that in a minute, but basically it turns out that we do, if you learn the Rashba like this Chazon Ish, and you think that the Psik Reish Akasha is Akasha that you're not willing to say what the Gra says, so then it turns out, and there's another reason not to say like the Gra, we'll get there in a minute, because then there's steers in Shulchan Aruch, because we don't really hold to that answer the Rashba because we're Machmer by Zilaf, right? At least the Rama doesn't, but the Rama doesn't disagree with the spices case. And if you think the spices case is based off of the Ras Kula, that anything that's not only Lariach, so then the Rama should disagree here. So according to the Rashba, according to the Gra's reading of the Rashba, Derech Agav, we're accepting a huge Kula, and according to the Chazon Ish's reading of the Rashba, Derech Agav, we're accepting a different huge Kula, namely the Kula of the Ran that were Mekel by Psik Reisha for Yisurei Hana. Yes, Shmuel, you had a question.
I thought that it's not a Psik Reisha because Psik Reisha says that you can't touch up this Maisa differently, but like we said, you could touch this Maisa and say, I'm not being mana from the Yainessa.
No, but you know for sure that you are going to be nana from the Reich of the Ayin.
It's the same thing as the classic is of Psik Reisha. You're dragging the bench. You know for sure there's going to be...
That's Usher. Psik Reisha is Usher, exactly. It's Usher else Psik Reisha. We pass
if
in
it's
that...
If
it's a Psik Reisha, if it's certain.
But okay,
here it's certain.
I guess you have to come on to Assyria now because we're defining it based on the Hanah Shabbat.
Assuming you're Vade going to be nana. Right? Because we don't hold of Tosus' answer that this is Mazik and the like. This is Mamish, you're Vade nana. Right, that's what the Rashba seems to be saying. Even if it's a Vadai, still, it's Enu Mechavein. Right? So the Lashon of the Rashba clearly says the Heter is Alts Enu Mechavein. Enu Mechavein sounds like Enu Mechavein. But we're willing to apply the Kula of Darshan Mechavein even though it's a Psik Reisha. Unless you're going to say it's only Mekel if it's still some type of Suffolk. Right? It doesn't sound that way in the Rashba. It sounds like he's willing to be Mekel Enu Mechavein even if it's Vadai.
What does it mean that you're... What does it mean that you're Vade being nana?
You're Vade being nana.
You're smelling it, but you're not...
Every time you smell the smell of wine, that doesn't matter. Your Lamaisa, this action, is going to certainly yield a particular result, namely, Hana from Reach HaYayin. So Psik Reisha says, when you have an action that's Vade going to yield a particular result, it doesn't matter that you're not Mechaving to do it, it's still Aser. That's what Psik Reisha is saying. Now, if you could try to get out of it and say, no, maybe he doesn't think it's a Psik Reisha. Even that's not so pasha, because then it would be a Suffolk Psik Reisha. Sounds like you could do it the second time. You smell it the first time, and you see you smell that Taket has wine, and you still want to do it again. So, okay, you can't do it for Avdallah. But the rest of the time, you could go around smelling it, even though you know already there's wine in it.
What was the Kula that Chazon Ish saying that?
Well, the Kula is that basically we accept the Psak of the Ran.
I thought that was the Gra.
No, the Gra says it's based off of the Psak of the Rashba in Chelek
Aleph. What's the Rashba's accepting? The Rama is accepting.
The Shulchan Aruch, the Psak of the, let's say, assuming that the Rama agrees to this Psak of the Mechaber. So everybody agrees that Lamaisa, you're allowed to smell these Psamim. Right?
Is it the Rashba or the Ran?
Right, but one or the other we're accepting, it's hinged upon a very big kula. According to the Gratz, hinged upon the Rashba's kula, which presumably... No. The Rashba Chelek Aleph's tshuva. The Psak is the Rashba Chelek Gimel.
Okay.
Now the question is, what's the Lamdus?
Right.
The Gratz is the Lamdus of the Rashba Chelek Gimel is based on the Rashba Chelek Aleph. But again, that raises an issue because the Rama was Machmir for Zilaf. Right? And if you hold to the Rashman Chelek Aleph, it's not at all clear why Zilaf would be Yasser. Zilaf should be Mutter. And then the Chazon Ish. So the Chazon Ish is assuming that we're accepting the Ran in Chulin that says that there's no Isser Psik Reisha for Yisurei Hana. Okay, good. So now we have so far how many reasons to not be worried about Isser Hana by Bastia? We have Tosvos, we have the Rashba, and we have the Ran. Right? That Rashba, by the way, the first Rashba, Chelek Aleph, a number of other Rishonim hold of this, Rabbeinu Tam, and others, the Rif, according to the Gra, and the like. I'm calling it Rashba Chelek Aleph, but you should know it is many, many Rishonim. It's probably the most popular answer to this question, I would think. So again, and so we have three answers so far. The fourth answer is Rabbeinu Hananel, as explained by the Ran in Avodah Zarah, again, Lamed Beis Aleph. The Ran in Avodah Zarah explains, according to Rabbeinu Hananel, that the Bas Tia is this pipette that you smell with your mouth. So then, that's the reason why Abai is Machmir, because he thinks that's Keshosa, and Rava's Mekel, because Reach ki hai gavna she'eno meiriach oso be'apo ela befiv lav milsehi. But normal Reach be'af would be aser for Isuri Hana. In other words, what's the difference between the case of Vered and Hadas, where we're Machmir for Isuri Hana, and the case of in the case of Bastia? The answer is, in one case you're smelling with your mouth, in one case you're smelling with your nose. It would be aser, according to Rabbeinu Hananel, as understood by the Ran, if you sniffed the wine with your nose to figure out if it's fresh or not. It's mutter, because it's with your mouth. Now, still you're being nana. So it's sort of similar to the first answer we said, in that it's a limitation to the Isur Hana, that the Torah, when it asered things b'hana, like Avodah Zarah, it didn't aser every single case of hana. It only asered certain types of normal forms of hana. But smelling is a normal form of hana. When you smell with your nose, smelling with your mouth, whatever exactly that means, is not a normal form of hana. That's not bechlal, the Torah's iser hana, even if you happen to have been nene. So, but again, what would emerge according to this is that there's no difference between something that's omed l'hariach, like vered v'hadas, versus something that's omed l'shtia, like yayin. If you smell it with your nose and you enjoy it and it's pleasurable, then it would be aser. Yeah. In that sense, it's more similar to Tosus's answer.
I don't think they do this with wine, and I'm not sure how it fit in here, but they have now this, they do it with hard alcohol, where they like put it in a kind of like a distilled like beaker,
mm-hmm.
light a fire under it, and they vaporize it, and people inhale it.
Smell it.
Yeah, they inhale it, like, with their mouth. Uh-huh. It's kind of, like, that's
the thing. Right, okay. So they were, in those days, they didn't even need to vaporize it. They
at least they didn't get drunk. That's
right. Uh-huh.
I wonder if that, like,
I hear.
That's
Darko
Bakach.
It's not
I don't know if it's Darko Bakach just yet, but in a couple years. Just wait.
It's been around for a couple years,
right? Uh-huh. All right, I don't know. Okay. That's it. Nobody bothers with the tequila anymore. There's much more efficient ways to do things now. You don't need that that awful orange soda. Ever since then, I can't drink orange soda. It brings back such horrible taste. All right. So, okay, so that was answer number four, right? So how do we paskin? So the Mechaber in Siv Beis, I said mutter l'hariach b'fiv reach yayin naser derech nekev shebechavis leide emuto. So the question is piv dafka? You see, if you think sif beis, well, we're going back to sif beis. No, it's not sif beis, the Bastia case. What is it saying sif beis? Tell me if I'm making it up. Mutter l'hariach b'fiv, say that.
I think it's sif beis.
Oh, there we go. You probably have the new fancy shop. Okay. Motel Lishof Befiv. Oh, look at that. Derech Nekev. Sorry, my bad. Sif Hey. Good, thank you. So in Sif Hey, it says Motel Lishof Befiv Reach Yayin Esach. Good. That's the Bastia case. Wonderful. Now, the question is Piv Dafka? You see, if you thought that if you know the Ran's Havana of Rabbeinu Hananel, so then you might think he's paskening like that interpretation, in which case Piv is Afka. Now, if that's true, so then it comes out a huge Chumra, right? Which is, it would be Aser Befiv, like the Ran says for the Rach. But this is very difficult to say. Baf. Baf. As the crazy place Sifkan Chav points out, he thinks that the Mechaber is Rebusa Nakte, even Piv is Mutter. You might have thought that that's like Shtia, it's like Toim B'Piv, You might think piv is worse, and but even lahariach bepez mutter kol shekein that it's mutter, and that's the way he learns, and we'll see in a moment why the place he wants to say it's lav dafka, or I don't know, it's lav dafka. It's a different chiddush. It's not intending to say that piv is dafka. But if you take a look at the Ber Heitev Sif Katan Chav Dalid, he writes that the basis of this heter is, he writes, Dafka b'yayin mutter shemaziko. Interesting. The Ber Heitev learns that the Mechaber is paskening like Tosfos, which, again, would lead to this Chumrah position, right? Like we said, Tosfos and Rach Lefi Ran are in the Chumrah school of thought that basically all forms of smelling are Aser. But the problem with this explanation is it doesn't really work, because the Mechaber seems to pass on the Rabbeinu Tam / Rashba number 1, and that's the Mashmos of the Beis Yosef. If you take a look, he approvingly cites the Or Chos Chaim, who says a similar point, Kol Midi de Have L'Reach, sorry, de Lo Have L'Reach, Rechalav Milsa, it's only Davar She'omid L'Reach, like Vered and Hadas and the like. And that's why... in Siv Zion, he writes, "Besamim shel avodah zara, klei akarem, v'arla, or aser la riach bahem." Yeah, no, one second. Yeah, right, but that's not a raya, because that might just be Rash b'chel gimel, right? But if you look at the Shach, he argues, though he doesn't like it, that the Mechaber's psak is dafka besamim shel avodah zara as aser. In other words, if you really held like Rabbeinu, like Tosfos, as the Ber Heitev seems to assume, or you assume like Ran Bedas Rach, then even Yayin Nesach would be Aser L'Ariach. And the Shach is Medayik in the Mechaber Siv Zayin, which is a very good diuk, that it's only the Besamim shel Avodah Zarah that's Aser L'Ariach Bahem. But other things for Avodah Zarah, like a Yayin shel Avodah Zarah, it's Mutter L'Ariach Bahem, like Rashba, like Rabbeinu Tam. So that is evidence then that the Mechaber is fundamentally lenient on this question. He doesn't accept Tosis as Chumrah or Rabbeinu Hananel's Chumrah, that it's aser to be nana from wine. He's makil to be nana from wine, in which case you have to go back to Sifhei and say that that he means, even though he says ba'af, af doesn't, sorry, bepet, pet doesn't mean to exclude af. It's to tell you the chiddush that even pez as mutter, we don't say it's kishosa, we don't say that it's more doma to timas iser and the like. Okay. So that's the simplest way to, I think, understand the Mechaber's psak, both in terms of the presentation that you get in the Beis Yosef, where he seems to be Mako, and also the Diuk in Siv Zayin. What about the psak of the Ramah? So the Ramah paskins in Sif Hei that Zilof is Aser, which Lechor is like Tosfos, because again, according to Rashba, it should be Mutter. At the same time, he agrees with the psak of the Mechaber in Sif Vav by the Sak Shel Pilpulin. And if you think, like the Gra, that is based off of the Rash Bechelek Aleph / Rabbeinu Tam, then that's difficult. So the answer probably is that the Rama did not learn the Psak of Sif Vav as being based off of the Chiddush of the Rashba, like the simple reading of being based off the Rashba and Chelek Aleph, rather based off of the simple reading of the Rashba and Chelek Gimel, where the heter has nothing to do with the fact that that wine is not omed l'recha, and therefore recha lav milsa l'gabi yayin. What about other poskim? So we'll see in a moment. The Shach more or less sounds like he wants to be Machmir, as does the Gra, as does the Pri Chadash. We'll go through them. Pri Chadash Sif Katan Chaf Aleph. He says you should be Machmir like Tosfos. So he says Dafka Bisurim of Avodah Zara, not Shari Surei Hana. then you could be makel for davar she'ena omid la'riach. Not so clear why that is. The pritoar says no. If you're going to hold like Tosfos, so hold like Tosfos all the way, and it should be true even for shari surei hana. Why do you limit it to avodah zarah? One very common nafgamina for this is, like I told you, on Pesach, can you walk down 187th Street? Or this comes up if you want to in Eretz Yisrael more. People like to walk through the Shuk to get to the Kotel, and certainly if you go through Shar Shechem, so you know you go walk through the Muslim quarter, and they have all those delicious smelling fresh, you know, pretzel shaped things and the like, and the bakeries are baking, and you're going to the Kotel, and there's no way to walk down that alley without smelling the delicious smell of fresh bread. So is that going to be mutter? So first of all, this gets into the Afshar Chamuchave and Lokum Chave. Okay, you know, there's other routes to get to the Kotel. You could go through Shar Yafo and then go, and it takes three times as long, but there are other ways to get there. You also, you know, it's a lot safer, but won't get into that issue. Shem Psaim Hashem. Everybody goes through Shar Shechem. So, anyway, so that's going to be a more common nafgamina, or I'll give you another nafgamina. Let's say one of my kids loves the smell of, like, by like restaurants, you know, that awful smell that sort of smells good, you don't know if it smells good or bad. So one of my kids loves that. So let's say your mom, you're standing outside of McDonald's, and mama is Basar B'chalov, and are you allowed to smell that?
They pipe it in, though. It's not real.
No. The stuff coming out of the exhaust thing, that's not piped in. That's real. We'll talk about why maybe there's some stud in Lahakel in both of these shilas. We'll get there. It might get there. You're already jumping in a week or two. We'll be there. The shilas is there. The Rambam, Shita, Bat Nevela, Bas Vachalav, maybe Sadina Sirhana, the like. We'll wait for that shila. For just a couple more weeks, hold off on that shaila. It might be relevant. You'll revisit that particular nakuda when we start Simon Pei Zayin shortly. Shal Tov Mutzachas. So that's, both of these are going to be relevant questions if you think you're machmir like Tosfos. As we mentioned, the Shach Sifkat and Chav Zayin says that the psak of the Mechaber is only based off of the Rashba, the Mardechai, that if it's in Omid Lariach, it's Mutter. But the Shach himself says, maybe you should paskin like Tosfos. Why aren't you paskin like Tosfos? And then the Shach said that according to Tosfos, maybe you should be Mekel for other Isurim besides of Avodah Zarah, though. Ah, so that's great. So then we could be Mekel for our two shailas, right? The Basar B'chalav shaila and the Chametz shaila. So why? Well, what's the pshat? Not exactly. It's a little different. So what he's talking about is if you're meriach der chotmo and the reach isn't mazik and you're mechavein lahanos min areach, so why could you be mekel? So he says, by avodah zarah. Right, did you read the Shachat? Since the Torah says it's Aser, Shelo Kederach HaNaso, since it says, it doesn't say Achila Gabe B'deoraisa, only Divrei Kabbalah, so that's why it's going to be Mutter. Meaning, you say, why would Avodah Zarah be different? He says the following logic. Does, when the Torah says you can't eat it, so this will not necessarily help us for Bas B'chalav, we'll get there in a second, but let's say Chametz. So the formulation of the Torah is an Isser Achila. So then there's the basis to say that other forms of Hana, which are abnormal, are Mutter. Ma She'ein Kein, when the Torah's formulation is not as achila, So then there's no basis for this distinction. And therefore, since the formulation of the Torah with respect to Avodah Zarah is not Achila, right? How do we know that Avodah Zarah is an Isser Hana? So either that, or Lo Yidbak Me'uma Min Acherem, or the like. So therefore, it's not formulated as an expanded Isser Achila, so therefore you have to be Machmir. Now, it sounds like... I'm sorry?
Where is the Shah?
This one, Chav Zayin. Last Shach.
Why did you just ask?
Right?
Right from Sukkah.
Yeah, yeah, then afterwards. Right? It says like this. We talk about Zara. Sham, Gam, Bevot Zara, Ein Chilak. Because it's like a lakana, the Rabbi Chosek Ayayin, and Zabaziko. Of a Shaiser, Modem of Inutam. Hilka, Vot Zara, Kopanim, Ein Laka. Right? Why Dafka, Vot Zara? So, the problem is like this. The problem is, and this the Badei Shochan points out, if that's the reason, then Kol Shekein you'd have to be Machmir for Klei Akera and Basar B'chalav, because there we say you're Chayev, even Shelo K'derech HaNaso. Masha'en Kein by Avodah Zarah, and that's basically the Har of the Rebbe Kiv Eger, right? Do you see Rebbe Kiv Eger on this? Where did Rebbe Kiv Eger go? Is it here?
Not in this version.
Yes, it might be elsewhere. But Vega makes this Hara. Fine. Not clear. The Shach doesn't sound that way, right? From the Shach you get the impression it's only Avodah Zarah. But the Badei Shulchan argues that it's Lo Yitachin. It has to be Avodah Zarah and Klei Akera and Basar B'chalav. If you look at the Gra, Sifkat Lamed Zayin, he says you should also be Machmir for Arla, that Hanash Shelo Kedark is at least Aser Midrabanan, and even though you're not, you don't get Malkos. Okay, so let's talk about the practical after seeing what the poskim say. So let's take the Bas B'chalav Shaila. Are you allowed to stand outside McDonald's and smell that delicious aroma? So if it's a Basar Of B'chalav, okay, but we paskin that only Basar B'chalav D'Rais is Aser B'hana, but here it's Basar Behema B'chalav. Right, assuming that it's beef that they use in McDonald's and not horse meat, so it's Basar Behema. So one possible avenue for leniency is the point Shmuel brought up. We'll return to that later. What if it's Nevela? I saw that Rabbi Forst in the Art Scroll Sefer, page 145, he has a different kula. Says that in that case, you're not being meriach davar sha'aser b'hana. It's basically you're just smelling the grease. So I don't know. You have to take a look there. It's the same smell that. So there's some other coolers in McDonald's. Also, we'll see. They only put the cheese on after they take it off the thing. Also, it might be Tzli. We got to it. It's cliche, yeah. Okay, do you have to be choshesh or must call it the rice in that case?
So you can eat at McDonald's?
I didn't say completely. We'll talk about this more when we get to Basar B'chalav. I was asked this Shaila twice. Can I work at McDonald's?
Wow.
Twice.
So. Would you ask back and I get you a better job?
Law school.
So, yeah, you know. I mean, that was part of the Masum Hatan, you know, considering the other options. But that's an important question.
What can
that? Well, we do Basar B'chalav, we'll be in a better position to analyze that. Anyway, I taught in JSS for many years, so you got a lot of very interesting questions. So it wasn't a smicha guy.
Before they came, two boxes of cereal.
Before what? All right. Anyway. Right. Exactly. Fine. So that's one discussion. When it comes to the Pesach issue, if you take a look, what do the poskim say? So the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Taf Mem Gimel, Sifkat Gimel, is Machmir. He says, Afilu Chamtso Shalgai, Aser Behana, Lefikach Aser Lariach Pas Chamet Shalgai, Misha Shishis Va'elach. And the makor for that is the Chok Yaakov. The Bir Halacha cites this as well. This is in Siman Taf Mem Gimel, in the first Bir Halacha. And he says, therefore you should be Machmir. And then he says, well, maybe not. The Chemed Moshe says this is an araya, because if you look at Siman Kuf Ches, it's Dafka Davar She'eno Omed Lahariach. And therefore, Pas is not Omed Lahariach. And look, maybe we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, the Rashba, Lahakel. And therefore, the Chamed should be Mutter if you look and learn Siman Kuf Ches. It's not clear that we have to paskin like Shitas Tosfos. And maybe even if we do paskin like Shitas Tosfos, maybe it's Dafka Vodazara. And even if it's more than Dafka Vodazara, but it's a big jump, it's a double, triple jump to apply to Chameds, then he says, well, you should still be Machmir. Because, first of all, if you look at the Gra Siman Kuf Ches, Isa l'chadman de amar de b'chametz b'pesach di sura mashu recha milsi. Okay? The Gra doesn't necessarily machmir that way, but he thinks based off of the Gra and Siman Kuf Ches you should be machmir. Second of all, he says, very interesting thing, he says, b'emes lo brira ikr davar zeh in pas eina omed l'ariach ayin Siman Resh Yudalad beis deus b'zeh. Says maybe that's actually two deus, whether pas is omed l'ariach. Now, if you look over there, though, in Siman Resh Yudalad, Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Nun Dalad, he says, that's not a raya. Because there the question is, do you make a bracha, reach tov al paschama? That's only a shaila, only a machlokas, when you're notel kadeh la riach ba. But it's obvious, everybody would agree, that if you go into a bakery and it smells very wonderful, you don't make a bracha on the pas. So, Shlomo Zalman makes this ha'ara on the Mishnah Berurah. This is in the Halicho Shlomo Hochos Pesach, Perek Dalet, ha'ara 67. He says, look over, everybody would agree that if you're not notel as a pas biyado l'chola deos, it shouldn't be aser l'hanos min areach. Then the Mishnah Berurah, or the Bir Halacha, says another reason to be machmir, bar min dein, you should be oser, because shema yavol ochlo. And he proves that from a rokeach. Still think it's a very big chiddush to jump. Maybe, like, if you're holding the bread in your hands and you smell it, so okay, we're concerned, shema yavol ochlo. But just like walking down 187th Street, to say that, shema yavol ochlo, when you gonna like burst into Gulan Bakery and buy yourself a cake, or steal a cake, I don't know. So it's a very big chiddush to be machmir. So I think lamaisa, if the quickest way to the Kotel is the Shar Shchem, I think it's still mutter to go that way. Again, leaving aside the sakana issues, and I think you shouldn't like hang around those bakeries to sell the thing. But if you walk down along your way, you don't stop to enjoy the smell, that should be mutter. And, okay, 87th, I live on 186th Street anyway, so it's easy for me to be machmir. I just walk down 186th Street to Wadsworth and I avoid the Shiloh. But I think someone who lived on 187th Street and is walking to Mount Sinai wouldn't be chayev to go two blocks out of their way to avoid the bakery. Yeah.
Would there be an additional, once it even is also bahana, no, you then you have to get into the Gemara Pesachim, the Efshar to look on the
Yes, indeed.
There still might be additional.
Correct. Okay, good. So with this in mind, we could turn to our feature presentation, which is Isaiah. Geshmak. What time is it? Yeah. All right, we'll do this quickly. So, right, exactly. There's so little here. So the Rush in Shuva, as you all saw, Simen Chaf, Din Chavav, says it's aser to go ahead and, let's say, cook a milchik pot underneath a fleishig pot because of the issues of Zeya, and it would aser the upper pot even b'diaved. Now, the Rashba has to prove that there is such a thing as Zeya, which he does. And he brings a raya from Mishnayos and Machshirin, Merchatz Temeya, meaning Mayim She'uvim, Ze'asa Temeya. So, for example, if it were to be no Geya Ba'ochlin, it would be Mukhshir Lekabel Tuma, and also be Mekabel Tuma Bevasachas. And I think the rayos aren't just about like Zaya in the sense of steam. It's like Zaya in the sense of things that come out of something else, like even human sweat and the like. I don't think when he talks, that brings the raya from the humans, he means like Ravi was saying, you know, like if you go jogging in the winter, you start steaming. I think he means Zaya in that sense. And those are, he brings a bunch of rayos. And that's Paskind and Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tzadi Bey, Sif Ches.
Ashes in the Mishnah is not like Rabbi, because if Mayim Shuvim that the Rabbi says, it has to be that Mayim Shuvim is still on you, and then it mixes with the Zayah, that probably doesn't steam off your body.
Well, it depends how hot you are.
I'm saying, if it's that cold, if that's not what's...
Aha, I hear, okay, good. So, so that's the first Raya in Shas for this concept of Zeya being a problem. The second Raya is, if you look at the Gra, Sif Katan Lamed Tes, and he brings a Raya from the Mishnah in Chulin. The Mishnah over there says, by Yatipas Chav Shenafla al HaChaticha, so there's a Chiluk, if the Chaticha is Chutz L'Rotev, so then we say, near Vekisa Kedera, so everything gets mixed up, and it's mutter if there's shishim keneged the challah. Great. So near I understand, because when you stir up the pot, so the milk gets spread throughout. But why kisa? Why does covering the pot help? So the answer is zeya. So this is another makor for this idea. So does everybody hold of this idea of zeya? Right? It's a remarkable thing that like none of the other Rishonim talk about it. All we have is this rush. Do we assume that the rush said it and everybody agrees due to their silence? Or maybe nobody agrees? We'll talk about the fact that the lack of mention of Zeya in the Sugya, in the Sugyas of Recha, and is that telling or perhaps it's not telling? We'll return to that in a couple minutes. But the Mishkanus Yaakov, Yerodea Simen Lamedalad, disagrees with the rush. He says, maybe that. The rush, the raya for Zeya is very uncompelling. You want to bring me a raya from the Mishnah and Machshirin? Nah, give me a break. You can't compare Tumah and Tahara to Isser and Heter. There, just touching is a problem and the like. This brings us back to the Nitzah Chibur Sugya we talked about before, and remember the Tumah Sadeshin's tying on that. He says, you can't bring me a raya from Tumah and Tahara. It operates with different principles. What about the Graz Raya of Nir Vekisui? It's also not a Raya, because look at Rashi over there. He says, what happens when you cover it? The Mayim Shebeshuli Akadera Olin Lamala Vyardin Lamata Mipnei Resicha. Meaning to say, when you cover a pot, it boils very heavily, and that stirs it up. And so you don't need a spoon to stir it up. The heat and the like, that's a physical stirring. It has nothing to do with Zeya. Can't bring a Raya from there to Zeya. And then he tries to bring a raya lahakal. Some Rishonim, are there any Rishonim that disagree with the Rush? So yeah, he tries to bring a raya from a Tshuvas Rivash, that Zeya is only kamoso in one case of Stam Yenam, and Isser Vodazara, because there it's Aser Han Banaiv and Sarfo and the like. But basically, fundamentally, the Rivash implies that we don't generally say as a rule that Zeya has the din it's kamoso. So why is it? Because it's panim chadashos ba'u lakan. The zeya is not the thing, and the thing is whatever it is, but the zeya that comes out from it is not it. So even though the Mishkanus Yaakov says his critique, and it's a good critique, but l'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rush, and even the Mishkanus Yaakov wasn't mekel, except for an Isser D'Rabbanan, like Chomech Avalava Pesach. And maybe we could think about whether you could be Metzdarif the Mishkanos Yaakov as a sniff lahakal when there are other tzadim lahakal. Maybe, as we'll see later on. Okay, so that's the Iker question of whether Zay exists. Yes?
I think the Shulchan Aruch say only when there's actually like challah, but not
We'll get there. We'll get there. We'll get there. We're not up to shit.
So I'm saying maybe that's not. Maybe it's like not so. There's a middle thing between the Mishkan and Yaakov, and like.
We'll get there. We'll get there. We'll get there. Okay. So. let's assume we pasuk in the case of the Rosh. We're machmir in the case of the Rosh. So, what circumstances will it actually be aser? So his case is you have a milchik pot under a fleshik pot, right? And there's no place for the zeya to escape. Well, what's the din? If there is a place for the zeya to escape, would we still say there's a problem of zeya? So the Bach is medayik that maybe it's mutter. Anytime there's a place, this is the Tshuva Sabach that you had to look at, you looked at the Siman Chaf Dalet, maybe the Rosh would be mikel anytime the Zeya could escape. However, the Rama quotes a Trumas HaDeshen that you saw also, that Zeya is oser even when there is a place.